We're always looking at people like Anita, and we're saying to ourselves, how come she always has so much fun? How come she always has everything going her way? How come everybody likes Anita? How come? And we ask ourselves that question, and we know the answer. And the answer that why she likes herself is she thinks that she's a good person. She thinks that she's a nice person. She thinks that she's a good creator. She thinks that everything she has done in the world is good. And Anita has learned to do something that we all would like to learn to do. But it's only something that Anita can do. We can't do it. Anita has learned to do something that we all would love to be able to do and make our life richer and fuller and happier and more joyous. And what is it that she has done? She has learned to live in the now. To live every moment in the now. It's not that she doesn't have a past. It's not that she doesn't have lots of great experiences that she remembers, but she does not dwell on them. They just flit into her mind to remind her where she is now, doing what she's doing now. She loves animals. She gets herself a job in a zoo where she has animals of every description. And because she loves animals, and because she loves the zoo, she loves children, because they all go together. And so she learns how to be a clown. She learns how to be a juggler. She learns how to do all sorts of things. And one of her great joys is to go to the fall seminars that are held in Switzerland every year. And they're held by her friend Christian. She joins Christian as he goes to work in his orchard. And as they work together picking apples in the orchard, Christian is revealing his philosophy of life and encouraging Sylvia and
Anita.
Well, Sylvia would do it too if she went there. Encouraging Anita to think about her principles and her values. Well, now, Anita knows her values pretty well. But Anita is not somebody who goes around saying to other people, you know, she goes around just living what she believes and being happy. She likes herself. Now, do you like yourself? Do you think that you're a wonderful person? Do you think that you're the kind of person other people would like to be with? Or are you a pain in the butt, you know? Pain in the neck, maybe, you know? Depends on where the pain is. If you have a pain anywhere in your body, you can be sure that that's the type of person you are. So you look at that pain and you say, I'm a pain in the foot. What does that mean? It means I don't want that pain in my foot. I have to balance myself. Pain is imbalance in our system. It's always that way. It tells us something is not in direct order in our system. Now, Anita was having difficulty with a project, and so Anita said to herself, there's only one thing I can do. I will do it so super perfect, there'll be nothing to discuss, nothing to concern myself with at all about it. Well, she was working on her immigration papers to the United States. And so Anita went to work. Anita went into her files. She went into the university files. She went into all the files. And she could, only because she likes herself, she could do that. Otherwise, people think, what are you being so nosy with other people's business, you know? But we said, hey, go for it, whatever turns you on. And so she was comprehensive. She was complete. And she sent her forms into the IRS or to the immigration people about 2 inches thick with pictures and everything. And then they have the nerve to write back to her, can you give us a little more proofs? And so all she did was to go into her file where she had the proofs. And she brought those proofs out because she was sure they hadn't perhaps had a chance to read that yet or hadn't noticed it. She wasn't saying, I'm just doing the easy route. She had done good research on it because she liked herself. And so she sent it in. Now, she wasn't worried. She wasn't worried about anything because everything she does because she lives in the now and because she likes herself. Now, is it possible that we can like ourselves like Anita likes herself? Like Sylvia likes herself too. And like John, Charles Dainty likes himself too. Do you think that he likes himself?
Oh, yes.
Jean, why does she think you like yourself?
Because I like myself.
She thinks you like yourself because she likes herself. And so everyone she looks at likes themselves because she likes herself. And yes, you like yourself. But if Ellen didn't like you, you would still continue liking yourself because you're a likable guy, you know? So you do not live your life on what other people think about you, what other people believe about you. Just read The Count of Monte Cristo. And everybody was thinking terrible things about that guy, you know. And he wasn't. He wasn't. Who was it? It was just the politics of the day and the other things that went on. But they made it terrible for him. If we allow other people outside of ourselves to make life terrible for us, what are we doing? We're empowering what we don't believe. Or is it we're empowering what we do believe? How could anyone ever touch us if we didn't believe it? John, did you take that pencil from the table? And John says, I don't know what pencil you're talking about, you know, what table you're talking about. And when? Because surely, Herb, you do know I live in this household. And I sit down at the table oftentimes to take notes with pencils that may be laying there. But when I'm done with them, I just leave them right there. I'm not one who sticks them in my pocket. I'm not one who picks up whatever I find and say, finder's keeper. You know that. And I said, well, yeah, I know that. Well, why did you think I took that pencil? I didn't think you took that pencil. I just wanted to see what you thought about it. Did you think that I thought that you took that pencil? And if you thought that I thought that you took that pencil, then you empowered me to have power over you that I didn't have. But you gave it to me. You gave it to me because you didn't like yourself. Because if you liked yourself and you knew the truth about yourself, nobody could say anything about you that could push your buttons in any way to say that you're not who you really are. And as long as all of us always remember who we really are and are who we really are, we'll be it. That's why Anita has such a happy time with her life. And all of her letters are happy and joyful and harmonious. Oh, occasional letter will come through with a snag in it, but we'll puncture that balloon right away and get back to the zoo and get back to her happiness. And what does she do? How does she conclude her letter? She has these two Minnie the Pooh,
Minnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Piglet.
Yeah, holding hands, walking along, sweet. And from the back of them. And what you look at the picture, you say, oh, isn't that cute? Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, that's the way you always want people looking at your life. Oh, isn't that nice? And if they don't, it's because you're not shining it out. And if they don't, it's because you aren't. Now, if you will always shine out of your life, I like me, I like me, I like me. If you'll always shine out of your life that your world is good and beautiful, if you'll always shine out of your life who you are, then everybody in the world looks at you and says, oh, that's John. He's the one who gives those wonderful talks. Oh, that's John. He's the surveyor. Oh, that's John. He wrote a book about traveling all over Asia. All over Asia into every Asian. No, he didn't. He wrote about New Zealand. No, he wrote about Asia. Why do you say he wrote about Asia? I just want to see what you're going to do. Did you object to my saying Asia, or did you just say, you must have read a book I haven't written yet. I kind of like to walk all over Asia. I'd like to walk all over China. I'd like to walk all over the United States and make a tour of the United States and do these things. And, you know, hey, I merely struck into what you'd like to do. But if you ever argue with anybody and then you say something's not true, if you ever argue with anybody and say something is totally wrong, then what you're doing is you're saying it's right. You never argue with the truth. The truth always stands up for itself. And that's why Anita has such a lovely life. She's always standing up for the truth. She's always being herself and having fun. And she's always doing silly and wonderful things. And she's always doing good things because she has a heart as big as all outdoors. And that's why she likes herself. Now, do you like yourself one little bit as much as Anita does?
No.
I like myself more than anything in the world. And everybody looks at me and says, I like that person. They're not struggling to be who they are. They just are who they are. And when little children play in the sandbox, you don't say, now get along with each other, enjoy each other. You let them play. And they get along just fine because they don't have your ideas about possession of toys and possession of rules and possession of space and possession of everything. Be like Anita. Be like a flower. Wherever she goes, she leaves beautiful flowers on the wall, beautiful pictures, a beautiful life. When she touches the world, it's just a little more beautiful, and we are blessed by that. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you, always and immer. Ha ha. And Anita likes herself, I like myself too. Love you. Sorry, no music.